MCC show number 25. Welcome to Mind Calendar Cast.
Welcome to MCC. This is Jag Daddy.
And I'm Andy Mack. Here with you once again.
Once again.
Podcast 25. I called Jag Daddy at work. And you played hooky.
No, I didn't.
No, you were driving, weren't you?
I was on my way from Home Depot making a beeline for the job to put in a new fixture.
And did you do it?
I did it.
And is it perfect?
It's perfect.
Is it beautiful?
Beautiful.
Okay.
One of the reasons it looks so good is because it's completely covered by a bunch of bushes. You can't even see it. Yeah.
So it was really cool to get you on the phone.
It looks
today.
Great from my house.
Yeah. From our house.
As we say in the craft.
Yeah. And speaking of our house. We've just
our
spent the last hour and a half playing
a
with
very,
our tub.
Very, very fine house.
And with the sink.
A pooty in the yard. And a tub that's clogged so hard.
Yes. Yes. We have 36-year-old plumbing. Someone.
Help.
Now that usually isn't a problem. 36 years isn't that long. Unless.
No, I'm a lot older than that. My plumbing's just fine.
Oh, man. The beauties.
There are those days.
Yeah, we need new plumbing, so that's on the list.
Yeah, we are, well, I am plumbingly challenged. What else can I say?
Today we're actually going to clear up some potential misunderstandings about various aspects of the Mayan calendar.
We're going to stir the mud around a little bit
today. That's right.
Seems appropriate, you know, with the the plumbing
with
problems.
The plumbing issues. Yeah. So we've gotten some emails and had a couple conversations with different listeners and have begun to hear this clog. It's a theme.
It's a theme.
This potential clog in the area of the difference
between... an intellectual clog.
Right. Between some of the various aspects of the calendar, namely the 9 underworlds and 13 heavens, and what those are. That is the entire process of creation, which is like over 16 billion years. It's all...
with a B.
...depicted... right there. Now, the ancient...
billion with a B.
...Maya had been putting their actual calendar together for over, you know, a couple thousand years, from 200 to 900 A.D. That's what's called the classical period. That's the period when the calendar became fine-tuned. This culture, these people in Mesoamerica, go all the way back to the Olmecs, which is some thousand years BC.
Oh.
The fine-tuned Mayan calendar we are talking about that Carl Johan is writing about in his books is this classical period. Now, there are many calendars that the Maya used. The Dzogchen and the Tun is where we are focusing our attention. Two specific calendar rounds that formed really the foundation of the culture of the civilization. Those two calendar rounds are still today.
Or in other words, calendars.
Yeah, calendars. Today, the day keepers are continuing to keep that count, and it is the K'iche Maya, which have the count, what we refer to as the true count, and they have not lost a day. And this is verified in 2,500 years. It's been kept true current.
They must have had backup then, because like if it was only one person.
It's not one person.
They could drink like too much jungle juice one night and like sleep through a whole next day and they could miss a day.
That's true.
They could lose a day. But
it's possible, but it's not possible because there are many daykeepers.
Ah.
And daykeepers.
That's smart.
They teach or train or bring up the new daykeepers, teaching them. The tune and the Zolkine is how the daily Zolkine, what's called the daily Zolkine, the tone and the glyph, comes from the Zolkine. The tune keeps track of the Maya year, the 360 days. Not in the Gregorian calendar sense, but it is a...
Yeah, so the tune is not the measurement of this sun going around the earth.
That's right. It's not the it's not a solar calendar.
According to more modern science, the earth going around the sun.
Right.
the Maya actually knew that. The earth went around the sun.
Right.
But that's not what they were counting. That's why the tune was 360 days for a reason. It had nothing to do with the sun and the earth.
Right.
And their orbits.
Right, it's not a physical calendar.
So it's a different kind of calendar with a very specific and different purpose.
And the Zolkine and the tune work together also. So you have the Zolkine over here, you have the tune over here, and then you have the tune and the Zolkine working together. Now,
these two calendars were the hub.
Yeah.
Oh, that means something's ready.
It does.
Did you hear that? Isn't that a lovely sound? It means dinner's ready. We got to go now. Bye.
No, actually, it just means to turn the pan off.
Oh,
which
darn.
I just did.
Yeah, the tune and the Zolkine were at the very center of the Maya culture.
Yeah.
Those two calendars are still the spiritual center of their culture, their civilization.
Mm-hmm.
And they did know that it took the Earth 365 1/4 days to revolve one orbit around the sun, and they had a calendar for that, and they used that for planting and harvesting.
Mm-hmm. And it was accurate to within 0.002 seconds. It's called the hob.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
It's like more accurate than the atomic clock.
I know, we're talking about ancient people here.
Yeah, they have to, they're finding that they're having to, like, recent years make adjustments to the atomic clock.
I know.
The Maya didn't have to do that. They knew.
The Zolkine is where we get the tone and the glyph for each day. The tune, on the other hand, is a period of time by which things have been measured for the past 16 billion years. Tune times 10 or tune times 20. A ka tune is so many tunes. Bach tune is so many tunes. Okay? And if you would like to see exactly what they are, hit the show notes, and there will be a link to a page that gives you that rundown. The Zolkine and the tune are the continual process of days, and it has been going since the beginning, really, of time, and that Maya came up with a way to measure it, and that's the Zolkine and the tune. The long count is a very specific count, which only refers to the past 5,125 years. And the long count consists of 13 Bach tunes.
The long count has a beginning date, and Carl Johann, through his research, made some discoveries which corrects the beginning. So he calls it the Great Cycle. The long count date got stuck in tradition, and Carl, through his research, found some things and put it together and says, no, that date is not correct.
Mm-hmm.
Without going into the details of why, it's
all right.
It has been the fuel for a rather long and heated debate amongst scholars.
True.
But it makes sense if you want to take the time to read it. The updated version, which Carl Johann calls the Great Cycle.
Okay, so then let's make it really clear.
It only has a different start date, which gives it a different end date.
That's right, that's right. So let's make it really clear that if you Google the long count and you get on the web and you do some searching, you may find that the long count that you discover in, say, other websites will be different in terms of its beginning and ending date than the one we talk about.
Yeah, that's where the confusion comes in over 2011
and 2012. Yeah.
So
let's just go ahead and say it very clearly that we do ascribe to Carl Johan's calculations and the long count being called the Great Cycle, the cycle of 5,125 years, which ends...
Which is 13 baktuns.
Yes, and it ends...
October 28, 2011.
Which is roughly, well, it's a little more than 400 days sooner than
the
most...
The 2012 end date.
That's
in
right.
December, Christmas of,
December
of 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and the reason that we do ascribe to it is because the science
it's
behind
actually
it...
actually the winter solstice...
Yeah.
Right, of 2012.
Yeah.
It's not Christmas.
And it's more based on physical movement of planets.
It is entirely based upon astronomical
right.
measurement of physical bodies in space.
Yes.
And their movement.
And that's another reason to, when you're dealing with a spiritual calendar, to not mix it up and stay true to what it is.
Right. And there's some very... sound research to
oh, yeah.
go along with that. The nine underworlds are depicted or illustrated in the physical structures of the buildings that they built.
Yeah.
Their pyramids, they have nine levels. From the bottom up, the 13 cycles, or the 7 days and six nights of creation, which equals 1 week of the creation story, those 13 steps, if you will, occur on every single underworld. It goes 1 through 13 on level 9, and then level 8, 1 through 13, and level 7, 1 through 13, all the way to the top. Each level or underworld has 13 steps in it, or we also call them wave cycles.
Mm-hmm. Then you have this bigger wave cycle called the Great Cycle, which has 13 cycles. Two. Now, where are we in that great cycle? If it started 5,125 years ago, where are we in that cycle? In those wave cycles, this okay. big, huge one.
Okay. The great cycle began 5,120 years ago. But I say that because there are 5 years left.
Right.
Okay. So if we were 5 years later, if this was 2011, we could say it began 5,125 years ago.
That's right. That's
but
right. Gotcha. I'm with you.
It's 2006. So.
The 11th hour.
Of the tippy-toppy pyramid.
The last seconds.
Yeah, we're like way close.
All right.
Extremely close.
So that means we're in the 13th baktun.
The tail end of the 13th baktun of the Great Cycle.
All right, now layer that with where we are in the eighth underworld.
Right, we're in the eighth underworld. There, we mentioned there are nine. The eighth underworld, right now of those 13 wave cycles, those 13 steps, we're in the eighth, which is equivalent to the fourth night. Fourth night, eighth step. They're steps in a germination process from seed to fruit.
Mm-hmm.
The Maya used that analogy,
yes.
that example, the 13 steps of a seed growing from seed to something you could eat. So here we are in the
fruit.
Eighth step, fourth night, getting real close to the end of this great cycle, 13 baktuns, 5,125 years, and getting real close to like hopping back in the garden again,
yeah.
literally, not having to die and go somewhere to do it, but right here on our beautiful little blue marble in our beautiful little blue suits here of flesh.
And let me toss in here that a metaphor to the plant, the seed, the plant, and ultimately the fruit. The fruit is, that's when you get to enjoy, you know, the fruit of your labor, so to speak. Take that to a macrocosmic
yeah,
level.
Fruit of labor is like a baby.
Yeah, it's the new
all
man.
Of this, what this is about, the Maya had plotted this all out very neatly and cleanly with their time science, dating from the very beginning, 16.4 billion years, to where we are now, this whole entire period of time, this process, is about rebirth.
Yep.
It's about birthing a brand new kind of being.
Yes.
And this is not a mystical, mythical, magical thing like a unicorn. it's very real. And this is about human Homo sapiens evolving, transforming like a caterpillar to a butterfly.
Yeah.
Literally. We have been in this transformation process, the evolutionary process of creation. It's like we've been in the cocoon, in the cooker for a long time, and we are rapidly approaching the time when we get to come out of the cocoon spread our wings with entirely new, like, consciousness, abilities, slowly but surely, maybe even not so slowly but surely, but that's where we're heading, back to the garden. No more separation from the Creator, from God, from the Divine, but
or from ourselves.
Or from ourselves.
There's a lot to talk about. Do you know where you are? You're listening to AirstreamRadio.com. Radio for the inside. We want to remind you that we are very excited to be able to offer True Mayan calendar birth date
report
right from our website.
Right from our website.
Yeah, a 25-30-page report made up just for you.
The www.airstreamradio.com website.
Yeah. That was good. The
www.
So check it out. We've come to the end of our time for podcast number 25, but we're going to pick up where we left off.
Podcast number 26. Strap yourselves in. It's going to be a rockin' ride. Please keep your appendages, that includes your arms and your feet, inside the bus at all times.
Yes. Raise your hand if you need to ask a question. Not you.
I have a bunch of questions.
I'm Andy.
I want to ask.
I'm Andy Mack.
I need to talk to Jag Daddy.
And that's Jag Daddy over there.
See if he can answer my questions.
And we're going to see you the next time.
Next time.
In Lakesh.
In Lakesh.